fuck that. Conor McGregor, you're taking everything I work for, motherfucker. I'm gonna fight your fucking ass.
Sorry, Daddy.
What do you mean, sorry, Daddy? What the hell did you do?
Is Wayne Brady gonna have to choke a bitch?
Captain McCart.
Okay, Captain McCart is not gay. He's British.
Come on.
Make it flow.
Oh, I hate to break it to you losers, but Han Solo's a bitch.
Oh.
Tallahassee, you want to stick together, at least for a while?
Here's the deal, Columbus. I'm not easy to get along with, and I'm sensing you're a bit of a bitch. So I give this relationship to about Texarkana.
Disturbance reported at the top of the Ground restaurant. Suspect is a male communist extremist armed with what appears to be a ketchup gun.
It's gonna be one of those nights.
Yeah.
You're listening to Comic Can Koozie, your weekly podcast for all your geeky garbage, kitschy comedy, and nerdy news. I'm Cole.
And I'm the Knight.
The Dark Knight.
Yeah, so I'm not.
You kind of sound more like Randy Savage than Batman.
So here's the deal. Like, I.
Oh, yeah.
I
dig it.
I had. I think I caught a slight bug from California.
Mm.
And tonight, we haven't had band practice in fucking forever.
Yeah.
And I got off of work and I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to really. But then I'm like, yeah, we should. Like, just family stuff going on. And then. Shit was just not lining up.
Yeah.
So I said, let's do it. And kind of blew my voice a little bit. So now it's going to be one of those nights. Now I sound like fucking Bruce Campbell.
Nah, he's way cooler than you.
No, what's his name?
Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne. I in the night. Yeah.
You do not sound like Bruce Wayne.
No, not Bruce Wayne. Kevin Conroy.
You don't sound like him.
It's going to be one of those nights. It's going to be one of those nights. Yeah.
Dig it.
No. No, it was really cool band practice, man. Like, it was so funny. Like, we all were thinking, oh, man, we're going to have to shake a lot of rust off. Fuck, we're professionals, Cole. We had that shit down. We have a fucking set list and like.
So this is like a Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift cover band sort of thing.
Yeah, but way cooler.
No,
because it's
doubt
all
it.
Dudes.
All dudes.
No, yeah. Oh, and then that was part of the reason we didn't get together for so long is we were in California for.
Yeah, man. Do we got
long
some
enough
shit to talk about?
Long
or what?
Enough.
You know what's really funny though?
Yeah.
Like all the good shit that happened was great. And all the bad shit that happened is actually pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. Like what? Let's hear it. I'm all ears.
My bad driving.
Oh, my God.
We had to rent a car and fucking drive from San Jose to Henry Cowell National Park. Or Henry Cowell...
State Park.
State Park.
Yeah.
Where the Redwoods are. And then we had to drive from there to Santa Cruz. And then we had to drive to Santa Cruz to... 4 Mile Beach, which is only like 4 miles away. I fucking do not enjoy driving in windy fucking roads the mountains. And I was white knuckling it. Thankfully, I don't consider you a great driver. You are an excellent fucking navigator.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I wasn't the greatest driver this weekend.
I was a little afraid.
I was scared myself. Those windy mountain roads like that just make me uncomfortable.
And I didn't want to like add on to it by like doing like
And you were fucking and you were excellent for being a person who was probably as stressed as I was. You were fucking excellent.
I was just trying to be quiet and let you do your thing. And
it got a lot better once I got out of the left lane into the right lane.
Yeah.
But when I had to be in the left lane, that fucking barrier was so close to me.
Yeah.
That it just,
you were riding that barrier. I'm like, damn, Cole, you're getting close.
Yeah. And I was. And then when I tried to get away from it, you know, I was too close to the other lane, and I scared the shit out of the person driving next to us.
Fuck.
Like, at the time, I was so fucking stressed out, and I was kind of a little scared too. And I'm looking back on it now, and like, it's actually kind of funny because of all the shit I give you for driving.
I wasn't gonna say shit. Well, that was part of it. I wasn't gonna say anything until it was all said and done. No accidents were had. Everything was fine, and then I can give you shit.
But and then there was at one point where the fucking roads were like coming together, and our like the lanes were merging together.
Yeah,
and but it was right before our turnoff, so I just pulled over on the shoulder of the road. I was way off from the main fucking lane. Yeah. And this guy wasn't even anywhere near me. And he just comes. People in California really love to ride on their horns.
Yeah.
They fucking love to honk those horns.
I was afraid. I didn't see the guy. All I heard was, you know, and he's like, oh, it's like, oh, fuck. Well, you almost got smoked by that guy.
He wasn't near us.
Oh.
He was just being an asshole.
He just wanted to let his voice be heard.
Yeah.
Fucking California.
Well, and then there was those, like, when we were walking in Chinatown, there was that dude who just, there were these people trying to cross the street, these older people in Chinatown. Yeah. They were trying, there's three of them. They were trying to cross the street, and they didn't quite get all the way across.
Well,
this dude
just fucking
barreling down the hill, and, like, he didn't even slow down. He just fucking nearly clipped them.
Just
and he's
said,
just,
fuck you, and fuck you.
People love using their horns out there, man.
Yeah. So we arrived on Thursday night, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Thursday night. And we took in San Jose a little bit. We're downtown. I don't know.
We went bowling and played shuffleball and drank way overpriced shit.
Yeah.
And,
you know,
I don't think we had any really good food on Thursday.
I don't even remember.
We had the Korean spot.
Oh, my God.
That sucked.
What the fuck was that even?
I don't know.
It wasn't Korean food.
I've had Korean food that's been tasty as shit, and this was some kind of fucking Subway bullshit. I don't know.
Yeah,
kind
of. Korean bullshit. It was funny because everything that we asked for, they were out of.
Yeah. Anything we wanted, they didn't have. We should have just fucking turned around and walked out.
I don't know. He's like, I kind of felt bad for the guy.
I didn't. And then I tried to take
you shit
done. There.
You should have done what you did that pizza night when I walked into that pizza place. You're like giving me the hand signal across the throat, like, let's get out of here. Like, no.
I kind of don't really remember that.
You don't remember?
Oh my God. We did some drinking.
Well, we popped into the, well, anyway, we'll get to that part, I guess. I think that was the same night. I think it was. I think maybe we did have
Tell
tacos.
Me what happened. I remember it vaguely.
So we walked into that pizza place, and I wanted just a pizza by the slice.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you're drinking, that's what you want. You don't want to order a whole fucking pizza. You want a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And I pop in there, and I said, hey, you guys have any pizzas by the slices? And the guy comes out, and this place was dead. I think it was on a Friday. No, it was on Friday.
And this was on Friday, we were in a pretty busy area of town,
too. Oh, it was fucking
too.
Crazy on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I must have said something about, hey, look at all these people here, and this shop is dead, right? I had to have.
I think you did.
Abort the mission.
Yeah. You're like,
and it's a restaurant.
Here you're like giving me the hand signal.
Oh, I'm slashing at my throat like, hey, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I was like, okay. All right, we can leave. Because I honestly just want a pizza by the slice, but, you know, we had to order a whole thing, and so we got the fuck out of there. And
If you're in a really busy area, this is a fucking hack for anyone on a vacation. If you're in a busy ass area where there's a million people, and you walk into a restaurant and it's dead as fuck, turn around and walk out, because that place sucks balls.
we'll never know. We'll never know.
I'm sure.
Next time it is.
I vaguely kind of remember doing that. I didn't really remember that it was at a pizza place. But
yeah, hell, man, hell. But no, we flew in, and the flight there was cool. I don't think we had any issues.
I got some white trash first class on the way there.
Yeah,
and I got some white trash first class on the way back, because you and me were sitting on the way from Bismarck to Minneapolis.
Oh yeah.
Or was it Minneapolis to Seattle? I think it was Minneapolis to Seattle.
No, we had to sit right next to each other the whole time
on the way to Seattle.
Yeah,
that's right, because
you hopped in the back or
from Bismarck to Minneapolis. There was like the last two or three. No, that was Minneapolis to Seattle, because that was a bigger plane, because there was three wait
waitress, three stewardesses.
Both of them were.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, 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 you're right. It was Bismarck. Dark. And the last, like, three rows, no one was in it, and we were the last people. We were in the very back of the plane.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, fuck it, dude. I ain't sitting next to you. I'm just going to go sit over there by myself. You sit over here by yourself.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
And then they, on the way back from San Francisco to Minnesota, we got those really good emergency seats.
Well, we
were in the emergency aisle. So the seats are way bigger. And then I look across and there's only one dude over there and there's three seats. So I went and sat in one of those.
Oh, that was awesome.
Everybody in the emergency aisle got like extra room and shit. It was so fucking great.
I love emergency. You know what's funny is I remember booking flights and the emergency aisle
always cost more.
No, it didn't. It used to not. And then I remember flying Allegiant and Allegiant would charge more for that. And then these fuckers, Delta finally caught on, like, hey, people are willing to pay more for these seats.
Uh-huh.
It's like, fuck you. Like, in case of emergency, I'm supposed to help all these bastards. Fuck you. If I'm paying more, I'm not going to help anybody.
How that lady who I was supposed to sit next to, she's like, yes, I will assist in these duties. It's like, bitch, you're fucking old as shit. You ain't doing nothing but fucking having a heart attack.
Yeah, you're gonna lift a 35-pound door. You can't lift a 5-pound shit out of your ass.
Yeah,
bastard. So yeah, fuck her. We would have saved lives, Cole, that day if the plane had gone down, but it didn't. We made it okay.
I had to save myself.
But
I'm selfish.
Yeah. So we had a. So the reason we had gone to San Jose in the first place was to view the sharks.
The sharks versus the wild.
In the Shark Tank, which was, I mean, I knew what I was getting myself into. I knew the sharks.
You
were
knew
terrible,
the sharks were gonna lose.
Terrible this year, so you know I wasn't really hoping for a win. I mean, it would have been fun to gloat over you, but
yeah,
honestly, it was still fun to take in a hockey game, man. Good times, really good times.
I have got to say that the Minnesota Wild, when they come out. Like, it's exciting. They, like, fucking start pumping the music. Everything turns black. They got green lights coming down from the ceiling and shit.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool, right? Mm-hmm. And then the other two teams I've seen have been the Golden Knights and the Sharks.
Yeah.
Their entrances are way better.
Yeah.
Like, the Sharks is the second best out of the three that I've seen. The Minnesota Wilds is cool. The Sharks is better. They come fucking flying out of a...
Shark head.
Out of a shark's... fucking mouth.
Yeah.
And that chick is like, presenting your San Jose Sharks. And then they start hitting Metallica and because they're from the Bay Area and shit. And they come flying out. And that's cool. But I gotta say, the Golden Knights got the best fucking, because it's fucking Las Vegas. They have to do a big fucking show.
They have to.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought that I was thoroughly impressed with SAP Center is a little dated, I'll say. It doesn't really.
Their Megatron is fucking huge.
Oh, that's awesome. That
Titantron or whatever the fuck they call that.
That thing is awesome, dude.
The WWE calls it the Titantron. I don't know what the fuck they call it.
I think you just call it a scoreboard.
Yeah. A scoreboard with the TVs on all four sides.
Yeah, that thing is awesome.
It's huge.
You know what's so funny about that? I don't know if you noticed that, but the screen is so huge that the people that are sitting on the lower deck actually have screens on the inside that they can see.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know if you know. Yeah, we'll have to look back at some pictures. But because that screen is so huge, you couldn't really cock your neck up.
Yeah.
They have giant screens on the inside of it, too, that people are able to see that are sitting on the lower sections. Or not lower, but the further sections down. So that was awesome.
So what did you think about the people who are sitting around us?
Fuck every. You know what's funny? You know what the coolest people were?
The two Minnesota Wild fans next to you?
Well, all the Minnesota Wild fans were around me. Were fucking awesome.
Yeah. Actually, the two Sharks fans behind us were cool. And then...
There's a couple of Wild fans behind us, too.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. But there's two Sharks fans behind us that were cool. And then the two guys next to us were cool. But one of them, I think, shit himself.
I thought it was you at first. I'm like, God damn.
No, that fucking dude, him and his buddy were there.
Yeah.
And there was the one dude, he smelled like fucking shit. And then, like, then he left, and then his buddy came and sat, his buddy took his seat yeah. and sat next to me,
uh-huh.
and he didn't smell like he shit himself, but the first guy that was sitting there, he smelled like shit. He was a nice dude, but he's fucking smelled bad.
I mean, I'm sorry. That is a net negative. Like, you can be a super nice guy, but if I have to deal with your odor,
yeah.
sorry, man, you're out.
Yeah.
I mean, cool. You're a cool
like,
dude.
And when sorry. I say he smelled like shit, like, I'm not fucking, I'm not.
I would rather deal with somebody.
Literal shit.
I would
like, not like, oh, he smelled bad. He literally smelled like shit. And I had to sit next to this dude for two fucking periods.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, okay.
And I said, oh, I want that seat. I should have. If I had taken the other seat, I'd have been sitting next to Minnesota Wild fans.
I don't know. I was chatting with the girl. I was actually chatting with her a little bit, and I said, I forget we were talking, and I brought up that we had actually watched that crazy overtime period.
Oh, where they pulled the goalie and shit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're chatting a little bit about that, but yeah, man. SAP Center. We didn't get any eats from the SAP Center. I guess I got popcorn. That doesn't count, but the beer selection.
Yeah, that we spilt all over the fucker in front of us.
Yeah, and actually, he was a nice guy.
He was a nice guy, but his whole family sucked dick for money. They were fucking awful.
They were so fucking terrible, dude.
So there was this family that like bought out like 8 or 9 seats in front of us.
Yeah.
Cause it was their like fucking 7 or 8 year old kid's birthday. And
fuck them kids.
That family was horrible. And
were they all horrible or was it just the two?
It was mostly the two, but the fact that that fucking family sat through the second period intermission, the intermission between the second and third period.
Yeah.
They sat all the way through intermission. Then they waited until the fucking third period started. 5 seconds into the third period, they all stand up in front of us. We had already been bitching about an issue earlier, which I'm going to let you tell because yeah. no one will believe me if I tell the story. But they all stand up. And we can't watch the game for about a minute because they're all right
standing
in front of us. They all just decided to leave.
Yeah.
Because the Sharks suck and they didn't want to watch the rest of the game.
Fortunately, we had that big Jumbotron to look at. I would rather watch the action on the ice.
It was so big, though, I still couldn't see it because it's so big that you couldn't see the lower half of the Jumbotron with these fuckers standing in front of us.
So stupid, man.
God, I hated those people. And now tell the story about why that birthday party sucked.
Well, Cole, it all starts with Fan Appreciation Night.
Which was cool. Sharks, I've gone to the Minnesota Wilds Fan Appreciation Night.
Yeah.
And all they gave us was like fucking this stupid poster of the...
That does suck.
It was a roster of the guys, all the guys on the team.
Wow, cool.
Like, it was all the guys on the... It was not...
No offense, Cole, that sucks.
It was a stupid fucking thing that they gave us.
Man.
Tell them what the Sharks gave us.
Oh, they gave us free t-shirts.
Free t-shirts. I was wearing a fucking Minnesota Wild jersey. They gave me a Sharks t-shirt.
Yeah.
And she said, well, do you actually want it? I said, yeah, I'll give it to my buddy here. And then so I got you got an extra large.
Yeah.
I got a medium so you could give it to your girlfriend.
Yeah.
So
hell yeah.
It was a cool fucking shirt.
That was awesome,
man. The fact that they gave out t-shirts to everyone in the fucking place.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That was pretty cool.
I've gone to Twins Appreciation Night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they do really cool shit like that too.
Nice.
Like we had gone and they gave away headphones. I mean, they were shitty headphones, but
they're fucking dumb. Give a fucking Twins t-shirt.
I mean,
did the headphones have the Twins logo on there?
So you could.
Were they huge headphones?
Like these, yeah.
They're big?
Yeah, well, they're over the head headphones.
Okay, then that's cooler.
I mean, they weren't like the highest quality, but still kind of cool.
Okay, that's cool.
So,
I thought they were like the little ones, like the little earbuds you
put. No. They're big. They're big ones. So, yeah, a free t-shirt. So they're giving away shit all fucking night long.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this fucking cock-ass family in the front of us.
Their little 7 or 8 year old kid had a goddamn birthday.
Good for him, right?
Fuck that kid.
So free birthday. So Sharky.
Sharky the Shark's mascot. What a piece of shit. You guys think that I fucking talk shit on the Bobcats mascot? I love that dude now. I fucking love that dude now. Fuck that Shark's mascot.
Oh, so Sharky comes out.
Everyone at work was like, you should have pushed him down the fucking...
Well...
pushed him down the fucking seats. It's like, nah, you can't do that because there's people in front of you. You'll hurt the fucking people in front of you.
Well, let's...
And there was a lady holding a baby, too. I'm really glad I didn't push him.
You're getting ahead of yourself, Cole, because it just builds, right? So, fucking Sharky... comes out, and this 7-year-old, whatever the fuck he is, got a Shark's gift basket or gift bag or something with a bunch of bullshit the Sharks were giving away.
No problem. Had the mascot done this before the game started?
Before the game started, during play stoppage, during the intermission.
No fucking problem at all.
Not a problem whatsoever. But this is all happening during fucking gameplay.
The first 4 minutes of the game.
So
this fucking mascot.
So
is
he starts pulling. I don't know if you watch, but the stupid shark is pulling. This mascot is pulling out each individual item out of this fucking gift bag and showing the kid. Like, oh, here's a Sharky stuffed animal. Here's a pennant. Here's a t-shirt. Here's some headphones. Oh, look at this. It's a Shark's flag. He just kept pulling this shit out of the bag. And I'm like,
I wasn't watching because I was standing. I stood up and started trying to watch the game over this dude.
But that's not the only thing. All the parents, the grandparents, everybody had their fucking dumb bastard phones out, standing up trying to film this thing. And it's like, what the fuck, you guys?
Oh, I hope they were filming when the shit that went down.
I don't think he. So that all fucking finishes finally after like, I don't know, 2-3 minutes.
No, it was 4 minutes. I looked at the clock. He came in at the like 15 seconds after the game started.
Oh, he was there for 4 minutes.
And he left. I looked at the game clock. He left at 16 minutes in. There was still 16 minutes remaining in the first quarter. He left at 16:09. So he was there for just under 4 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
I couldn't see what was going on the ice.
Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah.
Was that it, Cole? No, it wasn't.
No,
it.
That wasn't it.
So guess what happens as we're watching the game. This is probably second period now?
No. This is later in the first period. This is like probably probably 8 minutes into the game.
8 minutes into the game. I glanced down. I'm like, hey, Cole, check it out. Here comes Sharky again.
He's straddling
the exit of the walkway.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of walking up.
He's crawling over people who are sitting in the seats.
during
the fucking game.
During the fucking game. And then he walks. He's walking on top of the seats, and he's kind of holding on to people.
He's grabbing people's hands, trying to get them to help him walk up the fucking the seats.
I had the same sentiment as you did when he came by.
Oh, but I fucking said something.
You said something, Cole.
I was so fucking livid at this point.
Yeah.
So this dude reaches out. He puts his hand out to me to try to get me to help him up to the next set of seats.
Yeah.
And I fucking lose my mind. I started putting my hand out to help him, and I was like, no. I was like, I paid to watch a game, not see a fucking mascot get out of my fucking face. And you think you said that he said something to me hey, I'm sorry.
I
was so angry. There was so much blood rushing through my ears. If he did say anything to me, I didn't fucking hear it.
I didn't
hear it. It sounded fucking livid.
It sounded like he said something in that stupid costume of his. It's like, dude, I'm sorry. That is some fuck. And you saw what he was doing. He was putting on some stupid show on the other side of the ice. He had a whole platform to do that on.
Mm-hmm.
Go do it over there. Go be a fucking mascot over there. Be a mascot that's not interfering with people that paid fucking money for these goddamn tickets.
So that's why I think the people behind me, the Sharks fans behind me, were cool. Because, like, he fucking took off. He didn't come back for the rest of the game.
Good.
Thankfully. But, I was so fucking pissed, but I felt bad. I really felt bad. I was like, oh, man, like, I'm being an asshole in this other team's fucking arena and shit. Like, right? And then you said to me, I'm so fucking happy you said something. And, like,
Dude, that's some you're bullshit.
Like, I'm glad you said something and all this shit, right? And I just kind of like, just, I kind of just fucking,
you're
just kind of watched the rest of the period in silence. I felt like a real fucking prick.
You felt like,
and then I got up.
Sharky's coming back.
When the intermission happened, you got up to go get a beer before I did.
Yeah.
And I kind of sat there for a little while, and I kind of sat there, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a beer, too, even though I know they cost way too much money.
And it's not the
$16.90 for a fucking Coors Light.
24 ounces, Cole.
Yeah, but still, it's way too much money.
You want to know what's funny?
What?
We got three of them for $9.
How?
At the fucking...
Oh, yeah, at the gas station we were walking home. But so... When I finally did get up,
yeah,
I kind of turned around, and I seen the two Sharks fans behind me,
uh-huh.
And they're like, they kind of gave me a head nod, and one of them gave me a thumbs up, and I'm like, okay, good, like I'm not as big of a prick as I feel like right now, because I really did feel like an asshole for doing that,
yeah,
but like. Seriously, how much money did we pay for them fucking tickets?
I think they were like $135.
I don't fucking care about mascots.
I don't think. Listen,
like, dude, I paid a lot of fucking money.
These are professional fucking athletes. It's not like we're watching fucking the bot. Even Scratch is annoying, you know.
Yeah,
and you paid $20 for those tickets, but like seriously, this is professional fucking sports here.
Yeah,
you know it that is absolutely. Unacceptable.
Oh yeah.
Unacceptable.
I almost feel like fucking writing the San Jose Sharks organization and just being like, tell your goddamn mascot that he is not the reason why we're here. Like I mean, I don't know if I would do it, but I kind of
write them
feel
a
like
goddamn letter.
I would be fucking justified in it.
Oh, absolutely you would be. Yeah. I was, and maybe,
and that's like what I'm saying. Like, no, the good parts of our trip were great, and in retrospect, the bad parts of our trip are pretty fucking funny.
Hilarious. I'm so happy that happened to you. I mean, it. Of course, it did, right? Cole, you're the guy that hates the fucking mascots, and what are these guys doing? They're just mascotting right in front of your fucking face, man. I don't know. But no, the fun didn't stop there with the fucking pricks, dude.
Oh, yeah.
So the asshole family, the asshole brigade, I'll call them.
The family in front of us that...
The fuckers.
There were two of them that were especially horrible.
Yeah. The one, actually, the you know what's funny is there was the Wild fans that were next to us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they were with that fucking loser at the end.
Oh, yeah, that fucking guy sucked, too.
That guy was so annoying, like... And he actually got talked to by the security or mm-hmm. whatever. They're not security at that point. But, you know, because he kept running down. Like, this fucking guy had a hilarious jersey.
Oh, yeah.
It said 0 days. So, what's
yeah,
it?
The number on the jersey was zero.
Yeah.
And then the name on the back of the jersey was days sober.
Funny, dumb, great. We saw it. We got a chuckle out of it. We moved on with our lives. This fucking cockass that was sitting in our aisle was like, well, I got to go get a picture of this guy. Runs, chases him all the way down the fucking...
The steps.
Just to get a picture. And then security's like, you can't do that. Well, then...
Well, and the reason is because he ran down during gameplay.
Yeah.
And he was blocking the... Which just pisses me off that the fucking ushers will tell... People, you can't walk down the stairs while the game is playing because you're blocking the view. But the fucking mascot will be doing dumb shit like that while the game is. It's fucking insane.
Wear a jersey or wear a Sharks costume next time, and then they won't care. God.
It's insane, dude.
It is. It is absolute insanity. But then the two assholes, the girlfriend kept coming down, or she did it twice.
She did it two times.
Rather than this guy saying sorry. Sorry about that. We won't do that again.
Yeah.
He gets fucking argumentative with this guy. He's like, what are you going to do? She's already sitting down. And he's just saying, hey.
Now you're being fucking annoying. Fuck you. Get the fuck out of my face. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I cannot believe that Usher did not have this guy taken out.
Yeah. Goodbye.
It pissed me off that he didn't.
Well, and that's what pisses me off, too, about, like, there's no fly list. Like, how people are allowed to berate flight attendants, how they're allowed to berate anybody.
Yeah.
Like the second you start to speak like that, get the fuck out. done. Goodbye. You're making everybody uncomfortable. And I don't know.
And he did this shit to this Usher
twice
before he started cocking off to me.
Yeah. Oh, and that was great because then he turns around to you because the Sharks were already down by three.
It was 1-3 at this point.
Yeah.
And then the Sharks score a goal. And I'm kind of just fucking watching. You're celebrating. I'm like, cool for Taylor. But I'm just like, I'm just kind of watching the ice. Like,
of course.
Like, fuck it. We're still up 3-2. It's still 3-2. We're still up, right? And this fucking loudmouth turns around, smacks me on the knee and goes, why are you so sad, bro? And I'm just like, this motherfucker. I was like, your team sucks. I know we're getting another goal. Like,
at least one more.
I mean, it's still the very early second period.
Yeah.
Like 2 minutes later, the Wild score a goal. I jump up, making an ass out of myself. Yeah! Fuck you! Yeah! Right? And then I go and I fucking smack this dude on the shoulder. Like, he was just face forward. I smack this dude on the shoulder. I'm like, why you look so sad, bro? Like, fuck that guy.
I thought for sure we're getting into it.
I said to you, dude, I'm not going, I don't mean to, but I think I'm going to get into a fight tonight. Like, I was amped the fuck up.
It was those Coors Lights, dude.
Asshole, dude.
It was those Coors Lights.
I was being an asshole.
Don't drink Coors Lights anymore, Cole.
Now, this is something I said, and I don't regret it. This was funny as shit. So, I'm 42 years old. I don't fucking look young. I got grays in my beard and shit, you know? Like, I don't look old, but I don't look like I'm under 21, right?
No.
So we're walking through the beer line, and this fucking guy, he's like, I need to see your ID. And I look at him, and I says, man, if they're checking my ID, people in California must look fucking rough. Which isn't true. There was some gorgeous fucking people out there, man.
Oh, yes, there were. I don't know. I liked the idea of the self-scanning that we went through. That line was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was.
I showed you the trick, too. You take the fucking beers that are the hardest to get to because they're the coldest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't take out of the first row. But you take out of the very last corner of the row where it's really hard to get to.
But, yeah, they... You just set him on this thing. You don't scan him or anything. You just set him on this platform.
Yeah, and it fucking knows what it is.
I don't know how they do it, but they did it. And, we drank Coors, $16, 24-ounce Coors Light school.
God damn, that was so expensive.
What are you going to do? But, hockey, the game itself was fun. Cole has dementia, everybody. Just thought I'd make this
I do have dementia. I'm fucking I got to get tested for brain diseases.
We're out of the stadium pretty much completely, and Cole's like, I forgot my phone after the game. And I said, are you fucking kidding me, Cole? And fortunately, you were able to get back in with an escort.
Yeah, this guy, who just his job is basically to stand outside and fucking...
Make sure people don't come back in.
Say, have a good night. That's his job, basically. He just basically, and to make sure people don't try to go back in, I explained to him, dude, I left my phone in there. And he's like, what? I was like, I need to get back in. I left my phone in there. I'm pretty sure I know where it is. It's either in the cup holder where I was sitting, or it's in the bathroom, and I'm fucking screwed. And this guy's like,
did you say that to him? I'm fucking screwed.
I said that as we were walking. I told him, I think it's in the cup holder in my seat. But right. And then when we're walking, this guy had to go get permission from someone to let me back in.
Yeah.
And then when we're walking towards my seat, uh-huh. I was like, if I left it in the cup holder, great. I go, but if I left it in the bathroom, I'm fucking screwed. And he's like, well, let's hope it's in the cup holder.
Yeah. That'd have been funny if you walked back and Sharky had it.
Had to fight a mascot for my phone.
That'd have been worth it.
Fortunately, it was there. What was the other thing I lost?
What was it?
Because you were giving me
was
shit.
Was it your wallet? No.
No. You're giving me shit because I lost something earlier. And you're like, oh, this is the second thing you lost.
That was it, the key card? No.
No.
Yeah, damn, what was it?
I don't know, but because you didn't bring up when you brought up the dementia thing, it was because I had lost something else somewhere.
And I said, you're not taking the key fob, Cole. I'm taking it.
Yeah, when we rented the car, it had one of those things where one of those key fobs where you have to have it in the car to start it.
Yeah.
And, Taylor took that all day from me, which thankfully... that was a good decision on Taylor's part.
Yeah,
I'm an idiot. I kept losing shit all weekend.
I'll think of what it was. It was something important, I thought.
It was. Maybe it was something when we were in the airports or on the airplanes and shit, like to get onto the next plane.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I forgot to take all the shit out of my pockets to get through fucking security.
Oh, that was funny. That was hilarious. They don't fuck around, man.
No.
But yeah.
You know what I realized it was? I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I said to you, all this over a pack of gum.
You had all kinds of shit in your pockets.
I had a bunch of shit in my pockets. I don't know why. It was early, dude. We only slept for 3.5 hours before we had to get to the fucking airport.
Yeah.
I had the pack of gum.
Lighter?
I had all kinds of shit in my pockets. I had all these tickets in my pocket. You know, and then I gave them all of that, and then they patted me down again. They didn't find nothing, and they gave me all my shit back. And when I was putting my stuff, my gum back into my pocket, I realized what it was. That Susan B. Anthony fucking dollar that kept on giving us dollar coins at this one bar. This bar only accepted cash.
Yeah.
But they would give you dollar coins back for the change so they could account for their tips better or whatever. Those dollar coins are such a pain in the ass. But anyway, so I had a Susan B. Anthony coin in my pocket, and that's what set off the fucking metal detector.
No, it's everything.
Well, it was probably everything, but that's the big one.
Those new scanners that you go through, they detect everything. They know everything, Cole. So anyway, yeah. Oh, that was a whole trip. No, it's not. We went to Alcatraz. We went to Chinatown.
Alcatraz is the best fucking tour I've ever taken.
It is fucking cool. It started to suck a little bit for me.
Why?
Because I'm out of shape.
Oh, yeah.
It's so much walking up those hills.
San Francisco, just walking from we got to San Francisco, and the first thing we did was go to Chinatown.
Yeah.
We went to the oldest... Zoom. Oldest dim sum restaurant in Chinatown. Dim sum is basically Chinese tapas.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I was talking to my drummer tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was telling him about...
Pedro?
No,
Lucas. God damn it.
No, Lucas. And I was telling him about this this trip that we went on.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, yeah, we went to this this dim sum place in San Francisco. He's like, oh, I've been to dim sum place in San Francisco. It's so fucking good. Yada, yada, yada. He's like, it's this tiny little place. Just off kind of the beaten path. And I'm like, do you got to go down an alley almost to get there? And he's like, yeah.
It's called Hang Ah
Yeah,
Tea.
Yeah. So he had been there too.
Yeah. It's the oldest dim sum place in Chinatown in San Francisco. It's 124 years old.
Oh my God, man. You did not get the dim sum.
I didn't. I did. And I'm so happy I didn't.
I don't remember. What'd you get?
I got a braised brisket sort of Chinese dish, which I had never had anything like that.
Which was really good.
It was super good.
Yeah. And my dim sum was phenomenal, dude.
Yes.
Soup dumpling, spring roll, scallion pancakes. Oh, my God. Pot stickers. To die for. That was so good. And you know what's funny is? Up until that point, you know,
we had had bad food basically up until that point.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't count the airport food. You know, you can't really count that because it's airport food. They're doing their best, but sometimes
I don't know, man. That Twins Grill on the way back when we were in the Minneapolis airport, they got a Twins Grill. The sandwich was really good. The fucking soup sucked.
Yeah, my sandwich was good too.
Yeah, yeah.
But we had had pizza and then. We had
every slice of pizza we had this weekend was not fucking great.
No. San Jose, not good for their pizza. Or what we had. I'm sure people are going to give a shit because I'm sure if we would have done the one place that did an hour and a half pizza, that might have been worth it. But then also, I would have been so fucking pissed off if it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Waiting an hour and a half. Wait, what? There was an hour and a half pizza?
Yeah. At that place that we went bowling.
Right, oh, really?
Right next door, that whatever it's called. They had a grandma style pizza where you place the order. It takes an hour and a half for you to get it, but they said it's really good. But then again, the pizza I had up until that point, I wasn't feeling it, man. I just didn't want to be so disappointed. So, but yeah, that was like you said, that was the best food we had up until that point. And fuck, was that good?
Yeah. And then all the food we had in San Francisco is good.
Yeah.
We had that. And then we got some fucking street fruit.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Fruit from some street vendors. It was
Cole had never had chamoy before, so.
Yeah, you need to fucking remind me what that is so I can get it, so I can make it.
Oh, it's super, super, super easy.
Yeah, we had some street vendors just sold us fucking watermelon.
Oh, wait. Let's get back to Alcatraz. Why was it your favorite tour ever?
Oh, dude. You just walk in and they give everybody a set of headphones.
Yeah.
And audio you just tour. Put the headphones on and you start the tour whenever you want. You just press play.
Yeah.
I press play probably 10, 15 seconds before Taylor. And then they say, okay, go here. And then they had
walk to the next aisle.
They had eight different voice actors doing. Four of them were prison guards. Four of them were fucking prisoners, and they were doing it from the perspective. Well, they were doing it based on interviews from these inmates and these prison guards, and then they were playing like people clanging on the bars, people playing music.
It sounded like you were in the jail,
and they were just basically these voice actors were reading these interviews from these people, and then toward the end of when they would get done with their part, they would say, "Okay, now you go, walk down this way until you see this," and then they would start the next. So I would get that. I would follow the instructions, and then I think Taylor would just look at where I was and go there. You know?
No, I was listening to the instructions, fucker.
Well, yeah, all right. Well, fuck you.
Fuck.
Anyway, so, we were basically taking the same tour, but we were doing it at, the pace where it was telling us to.
Yeah.
And then, so, after this tour was over, and it was really good, and it was, there is a lot of information, it was really interesting and shit, but after this tour was over, this lady at the beginning, she had told us, hey, there's these gardens on the back side of the island that a lot of people don't see. Maybe you might want to check these out. Yeah. So we went around, checked out. I didn't think there would be fucking a lot of plant life on Alcatraz Island. Ooh. It's called the Rock. It's a big fucking rock. Oh, they fucking tilled this shit out, and they made these fucking beautiful fucking gardens.
Absolutely beautiful.
I sent pictures to my mom. She's really into flowers and shit. Yeah. And she's like, I had no idea it would look like that out there. I was like, Mom, and I said to my pop too. My pop is like, he's all like, California's a shithole. And I said to my pop, I was like, look, I know you don't have the highest opinion of California, but you got to admit, it's a fun place to visit. He's like, well, that's the last time we were there. I definitely think I might have to go back. I was like, if you go back, you got to get to San Francisco and go check some shit out.
Yeah.
San Francisco is, you know what, though? I don't think we needed to spend a whole day there. I think we should have spent about less time there than we did.
I just think we did the wrong stuff, honestly. Yeah. Like, there's other stuff. I think if we went further into the city rather than stuck by the bay, we mostly did stuff that was within walking distance of the Alcatraz tour,
and it was very touristy.
Very touristy.
And there was way too many chain restaurants around there.
Well, yeah. So everything that we had seen said go to
Fisher. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. So after the garden, we had to walk back through the area where these people were taking the tours.
Yeah.
And now we don't have the headphones on because we're not doing the tour anymore. And we're walking through this fucking area, and there's
silence.
There's at least 100 people in that fucking
at least
in that area, but it's completely silent. because all the tour is through headphones.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
That was.
I liked the tour at the Winchester House too.
Yeah.
That lady was really good.
Yeah.
But that Alcatraz one was the coolest fucking tour I've ever taken.
Yeah, it was super cool. And then you got to take the ferry as well, which I always like going on the ferry.
I'm sure you
it's
do.
It's fun. I like it.
Don't like boat rides. I think they're fucking
boring. I don't know. We got some cool shots or cool views of the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, we didn't have to get right up on it. We could see it from Alcatraz. We could see it. But yeah, if you're in San Francisco, I think that's a must tour.
Let's go to Alcatraz. It was really
it's
super
such
awesome.
such a cool place. Yeah. You know.
And then we ate at that fucking restaurant. I can't even remember the name of it, but it was 99 years old. Everything we did was
old.
Like, you know, close to 100, close to 25.
Oh, but before that,
1 year off.
Right, but before that, it was like, oh, check out, everyone said, check out Fisherman's Wharf. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's something we should do because it's along the way. Because we wanted to go to the, what was it called, museum?
I'll look it up when we take a break because I got to take a piss. But let's talk about that restaurant. Yeah. We'll stop that.
Well,
first.
Before that, we had stopped at this Fisherman's Wharf because everybody says to do it, and it was a fucking shopping mall. It was an outdoor shopping mall with chain restaurant, Bubba Gum Shrimp, Auntie Anne Pretzels, Lids. It was just
You actually stopped in Lids to buy some shit, but I get it because you were there because you're a Sharks fan.
I wanted to get a Sharks hat.
I
got
get
the
it.
Sharks
you
hat.
You wanted to get a Sharks hat
that I wanted for a while
in California. I get it.
That I wanted for a while, so I picked it up. But yeah, fuck that, dude. Fisherman's Wharf can suck my ass. That place sucked.
The place you're talking about is called Musi Mechanic.
Musi Mechanic. All right. So before Musi Mechanic, we stopped at this restaurant.
It's 99 years old. It's right on the ocean.
It was confusing as fuck because you walk in and it's a shit ton of pictures of celebrities everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And not like pictures of celebrities like, hey, we ate here. It's just
pictures of celebrities. There is Prince. I remember that one vividly. And the reason I remember that one so well is because Prince wasn't in the restaurant. It was just a picture of Prince.
It's great. Like,
what the fuck?
But the view is really nice of the bay, so you got to sit down. Got a really nice view of the bay, and we got some good seafood. I ordered a soft-shell crab sandwich, something I've never had a soft-shell crab anything, and I wanted to finally give it a try, and it was very good. But you know what? I was not a huge fan of the shrimp cocktail.
I wasn't either.
Way overpriced.
I'm glad you bought it because I looked at their appetizers and I'm like, this shit does not look impressive.
Yeah. So
you bought it and you let me have one. I was like, he's paying way too much for this and he's giving me some. What a fucking dummy.
So the shrimp was way too big. So it wasn't tender. It was kind of rubbery. It was maybe overcooked. I don't know. Real fishy.
It came in an ice cream cup. And the bottom
filled with lettuce.
The bottom half of it was full of shredded iceberg lettuce, and then there was a little bit of cocktail sauce. These shrimps were so big that basically less than a quarter of them had cocktail sauce on them.
Yeah, I don't know. And the cocktail sauce is like, fuck, I can make this way
like
better.
That shit you get at Walmart, you know, like where you get the big whole fucking platter with the fucking little piece of cocktail sauce in the middle.
Yeah.
That would have been better.
It would have been.
But the main course was delicious.
What do you call yours again?
Cioppini. Say it wrong. I know I say it wrong.
Cioppini.
I know I say it wrong. Because she pronounced it the correct way, and I cannot remember how she pronounced it. Cioppini.
Yeah. So it's
it's a dish that was created in San Francisco by Italians, by Italian fishermen. Where if they went out and they had a bad day, they would ask other fishermen for like a little bit of theirs,
yeah.
And they would take whatever they had given them and make a dish in tomato sauce, wine, thyme, oregano,
a little bit of basil, a little smorgasbord. So you get a little bit of everything.
And then when that fisherman that had a bad day, he had a really good day, then he would give someone else, I've had it before.
Do you know what that's called, Cole?
Huh?
You know what that's called?
Paying it forward.
Communism.
Yeah, you know communist. What? I'm fucking fine. Now, I'm not fine with communism, but I think socialism is better than what we got. And that's all I'm going to say. But, yeah, I've had this shit before, and it was good the last time I had it.
Yeah.
This time was excellent.
Was it? Good.
Yes.
Good, good, good. Yeah, so, well, after your delicious, our delicious meal at, what the fuck was it?
I don't know what it was
called. We don't even know what it was called. We forget, because we're stupid. That's stupid.
Could we went to the,
we have the power of the internet? Yeah, we're not looking up. Oh, fuck you.
We went to the San Francisco Musée Mechanique.
And I remember we kind of talked about it, and you said something. I saw our old arcade games, and I'm already like, fuck yeah, let's go. Not realizing really what this was.
Yeah.
And I know you
had I don't think we really played any video games there. We played bubble hockey.
We played bubble hockey. I'm trying to think. I played some of the old timey games.
Oh yeah, but those aren't even video games. They're just
No. They're all mechanical.
They're games with like springs and levers
shit. Yeah, yeah. Like old school pinball stuff. But this place, the vast majority of the stuff to play were these little puppet shows, if you want to call it that. These mechanical puppet shows from back in. Fucking, I don't know where they got these from. And you'd pay anywhere between 25 cents to a quarter, or 25 cents to 50 cents. And you would watch these little shows. And there were some racist and
dark. They were either super dark or super racist. And they were kind of hilarious.
Yeah, they were.
Like, in how fucking horrible some of this shit was.
Well, like we watched how many executions? We watched
at least three.
We watched two hangings and a guillotine.
And a guillotine, yeah.
Oh my god, it was so funny. So yeah, you just put the quarter in, this little shit happens, and then away she goes. My favorite machines.
Oh, apparently this place was featured in the Princess Diaries, which I've never seen, but
oh, I might have to go back and watch it. Nah, I won't. But no, I was so impressed with this place. It was so cool, well maintained. My favorite things to play with though were the what do you even call them, Cole? They were these music boxes.
Were cool.
They were almost
like the self-playing pianos.
But it was a full band.
But sometimes it was just a self-playing piano. Sometimes it would be an accordion. And sometimes it was like a full fucking band with a fucking xylophone, a drum, a piano.
It was so like, cool.
It was so, such a weird, crazy place.
I mean, people weren't playing those. So.
Music boxes, coin-operated fortune tellers.
Oh, yeah.
Mutoscopes, video games, love testers. Player pianos, peep shows. Oh yeah, there was
there was a couple peep shows.
Photo booths, the dioramas. Where I think that's kind of what we're talking about. Like the things.
Well, they were huge. I think the dioramas. There was like a farm. There was a it was just massive. You pop this quarter in.
The mutoscopes are what you would watch the dirty pictures on.
Oh yeah,
and the old movies. I mean,
just dumb, but. Fucking awesome.
But these dioramas would move.
Yeah.
And they would decapitate people. And they would fucking hang people.
Well, and they would have. I think the dioramas were the big ones.
They were bigger than this room. Yeah. What, like two of them were.
Yeah, yeah.
There was. Oh my God. It was so fucking racist.
Well, the couple of them. My favorite one was.
The black people eating the watermelon?
I didn't see that one.
Oh my. I'll show you. I took video of that one.
You're going to cancel them? No, my favorite, Cole, my favorite was like, hey, Taylor, look at this sign. It said, do not play if you are easily offended. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be so bad.
And it was just cowboys fucking farting.
Yeah.
Because everything else was super offensive, and this one was just cowboys eating beans and farting.
Oh, my God. I was very offended, though, by the end of it. By the end of that one, yeah.
It was all these machines were over 100 years old.
Some of them, yeah.
Well, most of them were over 100 years old.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's impressive that people were making those kinds of things, just for entertainment, too.
Yeah.
Like, that long ago.
Yeah.
And
thoroughly impressed, man.
But it's also like, I hope people don't keep, I hope people keep making those, but I hope they don't keep the same themes. You know what I mean? Like,
man, could you imagine?
Oh, the one opium den. There was a dragon that was poking his head out of a door. There was a dead guy in there.
A coffin that just popped out. Yeah.
There was people just passed out. It was so fucking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to like look at that on the fucking internet, it's spelled M-U-S-E-E, and then I don't know how you spell mechanique. M-E-C-A-N-I-Q-U-E.
I'm guessing, yeah, they were just...
It was so fucking weird.
Yeah.
And cool.
It was amazing.
And horrible.
It was
There was two of them. After the end of it, I was just like, that was dark. You know, like...
Yeah. I will say this. It was sort of like the Pinball Hall of Fame, but for racist, old-timey shit. You know?
Or just dark shit.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it was cool, though. It was super cool.
It was like seeing some kind of period of history, though.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know. You can't censor that shit. It's already happened. We have to deal with it, and it's a cool look back at where we came from.
What entertainment was.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, then we got back to San Jose. I think that was the night that we decided to eat some tacos at the taco truck when we got back
San Jose. We started eating tacos the night before.
Oh, was it? Okay. So yeah, that was probably some of the best food we had all weekend was at this taco truck. We stopped there twice.
Mm-hmm.
We
tried to stop there a third time, but they weren't in that spot no more.
Yeah. And I'm always a big fan of, I love Americana, you know, and I love that every major city has their own version of the hot dog, you know.
Oh, you're talking about these street vendors?
Yeah.
Man, got that fruit cup earlier from one of them street cup vendors.
So, you know, go to Chicago. What do you got on a Chicago dog? You've got sweet, bright green. You have to have the neon green relish. If you don't, get the fuck out. You got to have mustard. You got to have tomato. You got to have sport pepper on a poppy seed bun. Like, that's what makes a fucking Chicago dog.
Celery salt. Don't they put celery salt on that shit?
Oh, yes. Yep, celery salt as well. Seattle dog is grilled onions, grilled peppers, and cream cheese smear. Fucking awesome.
I don't know if this is what they would call a San Francisco dog.
This is a West Coast.
It's so fucking good.
It's an L.A. dog is what it is. Okay. I don't know. It must have made its way up to there. But an L.A. dog is bacon-wrapped hot dog, fried. Okay. You've got...
On a flat-top grill.
On a flat-top grill. Yep, yep.
They toast the bun on there.
Yep. Onions, bell peppers, and if you want to get a little spicy... They'll throw a Serrano on there. They offered it. I said, no way, because I know how fucking hot Serranos are.
And you started getting the hiccups that night anyway,
too. I said, no way.
And then they put fucking ketchup,
mustard,
mayo, and mustard.
Yeah.
Which I'm not a fan of having. And it's not fucking hot dogs. These are bratwurst, basically.
Yeah, they're big boys.
If they're a hot dog, they're fucking huge hot dogs. Yeah. And I'm not a big fan of ketchup on a hot dog. And I was like, fuck, should I tell them no mayo?
Nope.
But I kept all of that shit on there.
You gotta have it.
And that shit was good.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Really good.
It was fucking great.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I still think my favorite hot dog out of all of the locations is still the Seattle dog, personally.
Yeah.
I like the Seattle dog the best.
I want to try to go to Arizona next year to see the Coyotes.
You grab Miller?
For you.
Oh, I'm good.
Okay, never mind. Fuck you. I want to go to Arizona next year to try to see the Coyotes play in Mullet Arena before they are forced to move.
To Utah. Sounds like they are going.
But I do want to go to Chicago. Watch the Blackhawks play the Wild. That's a rivalry, kind of, except for... The teams kind of suck now, so it's not an intense rivalry.
Right.
But I do want to try a Chicago hot dog.
Oh, dude, it's amazing.
And I want to buy a Chicago pizza just so I can throw it in the trash.
I don't think you would. It's good.
Okay.
I like it. I like a Chicago pizza. I've had it. It's good. But yeah, so San Jose. Anything else that we're missing? Oh, Winchester Mystery House. We did miss that, which was pretty cool. It was something that I just kind of looked up as a, like, oh, this sounds kind of cool. And I mentioned it to Ashley, and she said, fuck you. You can't go there without me.
Fuck you, bitch. Probably a fucking plane ticket.
And then I said, you know what?
Sorry, I didn't mean to call your girlfriend a bitch, but.
I said, you know what?
We're not missing out on shit.
So we went, and it's this fucking huge-ass house that is a fucking mansion built on a mansion built on a mansion.
No, it's a. This lady fucking bought. I owe you $10 more.
Cool.
This lady bought a house.
Farmhouse.
She bought a house with 8 rooms in it.
Yeah.
It was a 1-story house. And then she built on top of it, she'd turn it into a 2-story house. And then she started building more onto that house and more and more and more and more. And by the time she fucking died, she had built 160 rooms onto this house. This lady inherited the Winchester rifle fortune, basically.
Yeah, from her
husband. Was her father-in-law owned the Winchester Rifle Company.
Yeah.
He died and left the company to his son, her husband, and he died like 3 months later, and he left everything to her. She was rich as fuck.
Yeah.
And she built this 8-story house, or this 8-room house, into a 160-room mansion. And it was insane.
Yeah, I mean, there are these rumors that, I mean, I'm not going to get into the rumors.
She apparently, people think she did it to keep ghosts away, but there's no proof that's why.
There's no proof one way or the other. But I just want to say, like, just the insanity of it.
Built a staircase that just went to a ceiling. It didn't even go to a room.
There's doors that you open up and it's a fucking wall. You know,
there's doors you open up and then on the second floor and then you just fall down to the ground outside.
Yeah, it's a weird setup, and I don't know the rhyme or the reason for a lot of
that. That plant room she had where she was growing plants was cool.
Yeah, and it was funny because the reason that it had perked my ears up when I had seen this is Ashley and I, we watched this show called Ghost Files, and one guy is a fucking skeptic and he's hilarious. He's so fucking funny. And then this other guy is like, I probably have talked about this before on the podcast, but this other guy is like super into ghosts. So you've got like this yin and yang, right? And they had done the Winchester Mystery House like fucking, I don't know how many times. And I said, oh, okay. So we were watching it, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, the more I learn about it, the more I read about it, it's just this lady I just think was fucking out there. You know, I kind of think
she was really rich. She had money to burn.
Nothing better to do.
And she had nothing better to do with her money except for fucking pay people. She paid people really well.
And that is something fucking cool. So I do want to look at something here, Cole. Okay. There was a figure that was given that she was spending $1,000 a day on this house. Okay. I'm just going to put this into, I don't remember exactly. The furthest back I can go is 1913, okay?
1886 is when she started building on it. And she lived until, like, 1920-something.
I think the furthest I can go back is 1913. So we'll just say, for the sake of argument, 1913.
Mm-hmm.
And she was spending $1,000 a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's equivalent, in today's money, to $31,000 a day.
Yeah.
Just burning her money, burning her inheritance. I just think
she never ran out of money.
Yeah, I just think she was fucking bored. I just think she was just like, yeah, fuck it. Let's build another thing. I don't know. Put a door here. I don't care. Fucking do it. That's my opinion. But I don't know.
I honestly think she probably had some kind of mental illness.
That could be.
But I also think she just wanted to keep people employed.
I think so too. I think she maybe liked having the people around, you know. Yeah. Why not? I mean, if you're treating them good and they're willing to work and you're going to house them,
it's
and all this
from
shit.
From the outside, it's a beautiful house. It's from the inside, it's fucking insane and gaudy.
It was. It was super impractical. Like, just dumb. Like, I'm impressed with the square footage. I'm impressed with all the rooms and shit, but none of it was practical. It wasn't like you had a studio or you had this or that. It was just fucking nuts.
The most practical thing was the wash area where they would wash the dishes.
Yeah.
And then, or no, where they would wash the clothes.
Oh, yes.
And then the linen area up above it where they would keep the fabric or the linens or the clothes. That was the most practical thing. The kitchen was also practical, except for there was, you could walk out a door and then fall into the sink in the fucking kitchen.
It's just
like,
dumb.
Some shit was just so fucking weird. It was cool, though. Like, and like I said, from the outside, the place was gorgeous.
Right. And the thing that pissed me off is if they would have offered a quote-unquote extended tour that mm-hmm. took you into the attic area or and took you into the basement,
yeah,
I would have totally paid
but
for that.
But the other tour that took you into the basement was about, like, fucking
spiritualism,
ghost bullshit.
And then you go into this seance.
I would have that tour was so good. That woman. Okay, so you know you go to the Custer House and you got some fucking jack-off fucking dressed like a old-timey fucking soldier.
Yeah.
Going to fight. I'm going to go fight the Indians and get slaughtered by Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse. You know, this jack-off fucking giving you this tour. Those tour guides always fucking suck, right? And I see this lady come out dressed up in, like, this period.
Yeah, you're like, this is
And I'm like, this
dumb.
Is going to be awful. That woman was so good.
Yeah.
She should be fucking hired as a goddamn actress because she her timing her like well and she retained all that fucking information for yeah. all these. It's 160 rooms. We went through 100. We didn't like stop in every one of them, but we walked through 110 rooms. We stopped at probably like maybe 15 of them, and she gave us information on all the rooms we were walking through before we walked through the and. She was really good, and her jokes landed, and then she would bring up shit, old shit from other tours about, like, things little kids said about, like, oh, that room's for a quesadilla, or that cupboard's for quesadillas, that one's for puppet shows. Doesn't make sense to the people listening to us, but to me and Taylor, like, that joke fucking landed.
So she opened up this one door, and behind it was, she said, oh, it was the largest cupboard and the smallest cupboard in the whole house.
In the same room,
and she opened up one, and it was just this. It was basically a door to nothing. It was boards behind it. Then she opened up the other door, and it was
an entire fucking two rooms.
Yeah. So I mean, that was a great joke. She was fantastic. But the other tour was a spiritualism tour, which is like, oh, okay, that's dumb. And then I was thinking about it. I'm like, maybe we should have done that. And until we walked into the quote-unquote seance room.
That was so stupid. And she even admitted nobody knows what she was actually doing in
here. Good for her. You mm-hmm. know, I'm really glad that she had brought that up. And you walk in there, and they had all of these floating candles, like, hanging from fishing line and shit. I'm like, oh, my God. If we would have done the spiritualism tour, they would have done some hokey bullshit.
And she was telling us, like, hey, when you walk into this one room, look for this ghost. I have no idea what the fuck she was talking about.
Oh, I just think she – you know what's funny is – because there was one guy on the tour that had asked about the number 13. That's when I had the utmost respect for this woman. He said, what's with the number 13? So she said, well, the number 13 is numerology. You know, it's a bad omen, yada, yada, yada. It's a number to do with the occult. But during her time, this is what she says. She says during Sarah Winchester's time, she would very unlikely had known about that. Mm-hmm. It was just something that wasn't commonplace.
Yeah, you know? It was her favorite number.
It was her favorite number, and that's just what she did. You know?
And
so everybody nowadays just equates it to, oh, this person was into the occult and all numerology. No, she wasn't.
Bunch of shit after this.
Yeah.
After this tour. I had read a bunch of shit before this tour.
Uh-huh.
And, like, The woman who is doing the tour told us this story about how after her husband and her kid died, that she had went and seen this spiritualist.
Yeah.
The spiritualist told her, like, you need to build this house.
You can't stop building her.
And
you got to pay for the sins of the Winchester rifle.
Because of all the deaths caused by the Winchester rifles. That's like, it's karma, right? And that's why you're being haunted by death. Here's the thing. She never expressed any regret over anything that happened with the Winchester rifles.
Yeah. Why would she?
If she had, she would have given all the money away rather than build the fucking house. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
so ridiculous.
She's a crazy old bitch.
And but she was awesome, too.
But she was awesome. I'm not saying she was bad. I'm just saying she was fucking crazy. And good for her. You know what? So, I don't know. It's funny. I did not leave the Winchester house having I thought I went in with a very neutral opinion, and I left with even more of an opinion of it not being hokey bullshit, you know?
I left with a really cool
piece of history.
I went with the opinion of when I left with the opinion of I'm gonna restart this. I went in with the opinion of I'm not sure if I'm going to enjoy this or not.
Yeah.
And I left with the opinion of I'm so happy we did this. Like, it wasn't my very favorite thing about our trip, but I really thought it was very cool and worth doing.
Yes, absolutely.
And that tour took probably over an hour.
Oh yeah.
And it was not like, oh shit, this is going on too long. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I almost wish that we would have gone a little slower just so you could take in everything.
Well, there was that other group right behind us, on our ass. And I think that woman who our tour guide wanted to take more time, but she was rushed because that other tour group was right on our ass.
It makes sense. Yeah, I understand. But yeah, highly recommend it. Well, you know what's cool is they are retiring. She said that they were retiring the
spiritualist part.
But hopefully they come up with a cooler one because I would love to visit the basement. I would love to visit even more of the house if possible. But yeah.
I would love to not go back to San Jose. I liked San Jose. It was a good time. It was a good one-time trip. It's super expensive. Like, being upper lower class, I'm not even going to say lower middle class, upper lower class in Bismarck, I'm comfortable. In San Jose, it is fucking expensive.
Oh, dude, it's crazy. It was so funny. We had stopped at this, where we picked up our Toro, I kind of threw a bit of trivia at you. I'm like, hey, Cole. I pointed at this house, 1,200 square foot house. I'm like, hey,
Turo is a rental car that rent from people like Airbnb. You just rent their actual car.
Yeah. So I said, hey, Cole, how much do you think this house is worth? And you're like, I don't know. I think you said 200,000.
No, I said in Bismarck, this house would be 150,000. I think it's 300,000.
Yeah. And it was. And it was 1.3 million.
I'm like, what the fuck? There's no basement there. That thing is smaller than your upper floor.
Yeah. Well, fucking wild, dude. I don't know.
Wild. More like insane, dude.
More like Sharky.
No.
Fuck that guy. So, yeah, I don't know. I kind of left with the same opinion, too. Like, San Jose was cool. If I were to come back to this area, it would definitely be
not downtown.
It would be towards the northern San Francisco side.
Want to go to San Francisco either.
I think there's more to see and do there, but I would say north. Head to the Redwoods, man. Yosemite or fucking something like that, because, Oh, Redwoods.
What did you think of the Redwoods, man? You've never seen a redwood tree before.
I had never seen one, and actually I did. I have seen one. It was dead. Mm-hmm. It was tipped over, and it was washed up on the shore of a beach, and it was fucking awesome. That was fucking awesome. So I see this redwood, and before we went to the Redwoods, we got a lift, and we were talking to the lift driver, and Cole thought I was trying to start shit with the guy, talking about the spiritualism and how I didn't believe any of the shit that they were saying about Sarah Winchester, and then he's like, well, what are you guys doing? I'm like, oh, well, we're going to go to the Redwoods. We're renting a car, going to the Redwoods, and he goes, oh, you should go to this park. It's all
yeah. We told him we were going to Henry Cowell Redwood State Park,
and I said he said, "Oh, that's all new growth," and he started to get kind of like, "Oh, new growth." Like, that means the trees are going to be little or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then I was looking online as this guy's talking. Like, I got to look this up. And I saw pictures, and people were standing next to, like, huge fucking trees. So, like, well, fuck this guy. There's some big trees out here.
Yeah.
And
that guy was pissing me the fuck off. I didn't like him.
So we get to the Redwoods, you know, and it was fucking awesome, man. Like, they were so impressive. So fucking impressive, man. I said a couple of times, like, Cole, this is like another fucking world, man.
Oh yeah. Oh, for sure.
It's otherworldly. It is like being on a different planet. I swear to God, like it's unlike anything I've ever experienced.
Well, there's nothing like it in this state. There's nothing even close to it.
But that's the thing, right? That's the thing about California. That's so fucking cool to me. You'll be in the city, in the valley for like, just buildings, people, bullshit. Then you get on a road for 45 minutes, and then all of a sudden, okay, we're in the mountains. We're in the fucking mountains.
That was one of the funniest things you said to me. So we drove from Henry State Cowell National Park to Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know how long that drive
miles.
Was.
I mean, it's longer.
It was 6 miles.
6 miles.
6 miles. The drive was quite a long time because there's windy roads and shit, yeah. And you can only go like 35 miles an hour. But you're like, how the fuck are we going from the mountains to the beach in 6 miles? And I'm just like, it's gonna happen. You'll see. And all of a sudden, there's redwoods all around us, and then all of a sudden, there's nothing. It's just like fucking just dumbass like, grass. And stupid little trees.
Oh, no, yeah,
and then we drive another fucking mile, and there's a whole fucking city.
Yeah. And then it's a beach town, too. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Fuck Santa Cruz. I don't fucking like Santa Cruz.
Well, we'll get to that. But
and then
yeah.
we drove outside of Santa Cruz 4 miles, and we're in another state park on this fucking beautiful beach.
Yeah.
4 mile beach.
Yeah, unbelievable.
With this fucking beautiful woman who's taking selfies of herself and not looking at anything. What a dumb bitch.
Well, it's
doing
funny.
Fucking Instagram shit.
Well, it was funny because she had said, because you had, so there was this stream, and the beach was cool, but across the beach, across the.
The beach wasn't cool, but once you cross that fucking creek,
it was like rocks and. Like, you can see the waves smash up against it.
And this big fucking cliff with a big, huge natural hole in it. And
I said, oh, man, I gotta do it. And on our way back, after we had seen all that, it was so fucking awesome. It was so cool. And after we had that gal that was sitting there on the beach, I think she was the girl that was kind of chickened out. And she had said something. She said, oh, is it worth going over there? I said, yes. Absolutely. I said, roll up your pants. I don't know if she was wearing shorts. I said,
she's wearing pants and a leather jacket.
I said, roll up your pants and walk across because I said, it's a little cold, but it's worth it over there, you know? So super glad that we did that. And then, got to experience the beach. And it was kind of funny. We got to Santa Cruz and yeah, it fucking sucked. Very touristy. Not quite as bad as the Fisherman's Wharf.
No, Fisherman's Wharf was worse, but Santa Cruz sucked.
It was packed, and
I ran into that curb there too.
Yeah,
that's another reason why you're saying my driving sucked. But those fucking lanes were too narrow, and that curve, there was fucking windy ass roads.
But I don't know.
California.
So we got so Santa Cruz, huge beach, huge tourist spot. I'm sure if you were to hit the waves or hit the beach during a really hot part of the time of the year, might be cool.
Those surfers were nuts. It was cold as shit out, and yeah. Like they're out there, and man, they're coming towards these rocks and shit. Those guys, I got load of respect for them guys because they got more balls than I do, even though they're shriveled because of that cold water.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, fucking amazing, dude.
Hey, check out the Redwoods if you ever have a chance.
The Redwoods are something you can never. You can show people pictures. You can never explain that shit.
Yeah, it's something else to see trees that huge. I don't know.
If I ever go back to California, I got to go see some fucking sequoias. Like they're not as big around.
Way taller though, right?
But they're way taller, and I can't believe how tall redwoods get.
Yeah. Fuck.
Like,
yeah, we gotta see banana slugs, Cole.
Yeah, we seen two. Seen four of them.
Oh, they're the two are fucking.
You seen two, but off in the distance there was two of them, like side by side. But they were so far away that if I took a picture,
you'd have to blur it out because they were fucking.
Yeah, that's that too. But yeah, banana slugs. I never seen one before.
Yeah,
and one was the size of my middle finger, just a little bit longer than my middle finger,
at least fat as fuck. Long.
And then the other one was longer than my hand, my whole hand. It was that shit was cool, man.
Really cool. And it's so funny too, because you had mentioned last time you and your family were in California, your dad was all butthurt because it wasn't banana slug season. It's too cold.
Yeah, he really wanted to see one. He really, and I felt bad that he never got to see one. But I was like, we kind of kept that a secret from Elijah that we were going to the Redwoods.
Yeah.
And because last time when I told him I was going to go see the Redwoods, he kicked my ottoman across the room. He's like, I wouldn't want to do that, and Adam won't go with me. I'm like,
you got to do it yourself, brother.
And so this time we didn't tell him we were going out there. And so we just sent him a picture. And he really seemed pretty cool about it. He's like, hey, man, I want to talk to you guys when you get back. So either he wants to hear about it or he's going to fucking murder us.
Ooh, wow.
But thanks also, I told him my pop, like, we're going to find a banana slug. I sent him, he was so excited that I got to see one.
Yeah.
I was like, ah, oh, thanks, pop. That was cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. So I think the moral of the story is skip the cities in California. Hit up the nature, because I honestly think that that's where it's at.
Yeah, and get Mexican food, and get and don't go to a fucking weird ass fucking chain. Go to these old ass fucking places and eat their food. If they've been around for 124 years or 99 years, then it's good.
That's a good reason for it, man.
And go to fucking people who sell tacos on the street. Go to people who sell hot dogs on the street.
You know, I saw this TikTok.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of pissed off about it, because there was this one guy, and he said, he was kind of making fun of food trucks. Like, oh, you want to go to, I want to go to a food truck. Oh, well, do you want the same food that you can get at a restaurant, but way more expensive? Well, yeah.
We didn't pay a lot for the fucking food we got.
I don't think so. I paid like, plus tip, I think it was like $20. For three tacos, but they're, it was so filling. It was so much food.
And how much would you pay at any one of them? We paid $16 for a fucking cocktail at a goddamn fucking, the best bar there is called Cash Only.
Oh, yeah.
They only take cash.
Yeah.
No credit cards at all.
Yeah.
And you go to the bathroom and all they play is Johnny Cash.
Well, not just, they just play one song.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
Because they had license plates from everywhere.
Yeah. In the bathroom.
So, I don't know. Was there anything else that we missed about our trip, Cole?
That fucking dumb bitch, that fucking, that crazy lady that fucking scoffed at me.
Because you smiled at her, you fucker.
We walked by this lady and I was like, and we walked by her and then, she was talking and shit, and like we went like 20 feet further, away from her. She was like half a block. She was like 20 feet behind us. And I says to Taylor, I was like, "Hey, is that lady on like a headset, or is she just talking to herself? Is she just crazy?" He's like, "I don't know. What are you talking about?" It's like that lady over there. She was like, and so whatever.
90% of the time, Cole, in California, they're talking to themselves.
So we kept walking, and we go to this pizza place, and then we eat. And about an hour later, we see the same lady, and she's walking in our direction while we're walking towards her direction. Uh-huh. And I kind of just smile at her, and she goes, and And Taylor, like, Taylor's like, immediately, he's like, did she just scoff at you? I was like,
yep.
Yeah, I guess. Like, this homeless crazy lady thinks I'm not in her league, so, you know.
You are way out of her league.
I am a homely motherfucker. That's the lesson of this story, of the whole trip.
Of the whole trip. Don't smile at anybody. And also, don't fly into San Jose because your flight will be delayed on the way back. You'll have to stay an extra day.
Dude, that was so awesome.
That we got to stay?
I loved it. I know how stressed out that made you.
It was a little stressful.
I loved it.
Well, hey.
We didn't even say that part of the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, on our way back, we got our
flight. We were supposed to come back on Monday. And our whole shit got fucked up.
Yeah,
so and they're like, you can fly into Salt Lake City, but you're not gonna get your connecting flight, and you're gonna have to stay in Salt Lake City. And Taylor got on the phone and handled shit. Like, he's just like, that's earlier when I said in the podcast, if you caught that, where I was like, I still owe you $10.
I do,
because we had to stay in San Jose an extra night. And so we had to, you know, pay the fucking hotel that we were staying in. And, like, yeah, our shit got all fucked up. I was supposed to be at work on Tuesday.
That's why you were happy.
And they're like, and I had to call work and get somebody fucking cover for me and shit.
Yeah.
Taylor wanted this whole extra day off in between our vacation and going to work.
Yeah.
You know, just to decompress and shit and get shit like done, like all the laundry and unpacking and all that shit. Now he lost that. And so we stayed in San Jose an extra day, and we had already done everything we wanted to do. And it's like, well, what do we do now?
Oh.
Nothing. Just walk through a shady ass area of fucking San Jose.
Oh my God. I forgot about that. Oh my God.
Go to a comic store.
It was just that. Okay.
And go on these fucking dumbass bikes.
Oh, wait. We got to tell this story.
Hate
we
got
to tell this story. So I forgot about that. So
that was fucking stressful, dude.
For you, maybe. It was fine for me. I was totally cool with it. So for those listeners that don't know, if you've gotten this far, Cole doesn't do well with technology. In San Jose, Cole is the tech capital of the world. Oh, tech capital of the U.S. anyway.
We were a block away from Zoom headquarters, and what are the other two big?
Adobe.
Their headquarters.
Jose, I think Apple is headquartered in San Jose someplace.
Now, what was the other one that had the fucking dumb fucking shit outside, the design company that had the dumb?
Adobe.
What was the other one?
Adobe.
Okay, whatever. You can keep saying the same thing, but there was a third company.
There might have been. San Jose is known for all this shit. So,
it's the heart of Silicon Valley.
It is. You're right.
So
that's what the mayor said. So yeah, we get these. I convinced Cole. I said let's try these e-bikes out. And so what it is it's a company owned by Lyft, same company that does Lyft. And you just check out these bikes, and you take them. There's an undocking fee for
$3.
$3. It's $4. And then you pay every minute. I forget what it is. Or every mile. I forget. Anyway.
Every minute is 30 cents.
Yeah. So I said, all right, Cole, let's take a little bike ride to this comic book shop. So I check out my bike, and I'm waiting for Cole. And this one bike.
So I check out the bike that has
the most
minutes on it.
You try to.
And it worked. I tried to, and I undock it, and Taylor goes, Cole, there's no seat on that bike.
But you tried a different one. It wouldn't let you do it. You're like, fuck it. So you went over this other one with the next one. You undocked it for $4.
Yeah. And then Taylor goes, Cole, there's no seat on that back. Like, motherfucker. So I had to fucking put it back in the thing. And
oh my God.
And I got charged $4 for that.
Did you? You should look into that, see if you really did.
I'll double check it. And then I got a new bike.
Yeah.
And then Taylor's saying, well, no, we have to go down this street. I was like, Taylor, the fucking comic shop is on this street.
Yeah.
It's straight down this street.
But yet, like, I was saying we had to go the other way to get it docked.
Why do we have to fucking go to where you're telling me to go to put the bike away just so we can walk back to the fucking walk more distant? I was so pissed at you at that point, like, because I didn't want to do these stupid fucking bikes to begin with. And now you're telling me, hey, let's go out of our way so that we can walk, so we can pay for these dumb fucking bikes that I've already paid for one that I didn't get to use.
Well, I wanted to try it out.
I was so angry. Oh, so we get down, we're a block away from the fucking spot we want to go to, this comic shop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's the spot where we put the bikes away. And you're like, oh, yeah, but we have two bikes.
There's only one spot
and
left.
There's only one spot. I almost told you to go fuck yourself. I was so fucking angry. I was like, I will dock my bike. You can go fuck yourself and go to the other spot. I was so mad at you.
Like, but he didn't, folks. He walked with
the
me.
We had to drive down. We had to bike down the only street in fucking San Jose that didn't have a bike lane. Every fucking street in San Jose has a fucking bike lane except for ours.
Did that freak you out?
I was so freaked out.
Oh my God.
Especially because, like I said, everyone in California is a crazy person who is on their horns all the fucking time. I was so angry with you. Like,
My God, that's so. I was calm as a clam, dude. I was cool
so
as a cucumber.
Pissed.
I was cool. Oh my God.
I hated that. I will never try anything new again. And it's all your fault.
Oh my God. That is so funny, dude. Yeah, so the comic book shop was actually pretty cool.
It was a really
a nice one.
That dude was awesome. He talked too much. But was really awesome.
Made some good suggestions because they didn't have the book you're looking for. And
yep.
Yeah.
Actually cool. The book I got wasn't the book he suggested. Wasn't the greatest book. I enjoyed it, but I am going to give it to I'm going to let you read it if you want to.
Sure.
I'm going to let Elijah read it if he wants to. And then the kid that suggested that Mr. Miracle book to me.
Was that one good? Did you finish that one?
I haven't even started it.
Oh, shit.
Because I got this one. And because I was either passed out or playing solitaire on the plane the entire time.
Yeah.
I was so out of my mind on the way back. Just that fucking, that whole plane trip, like, we got up way too early.
Oh, sure. I was like, what?
Yeah. That was another thing.
But
like,
that was, okay.
It's like, we're going to bed at fucking 10 o'clock, and Taylor's on his phone fucking playing YouTube videos until 11, until I tell him to put his fucking headphones on so that I can actually go to bed.
Yeah, that's all I got. That's all I unwind, man. But so, you know, it's funny. So we kind of netted, I want to say.
Netted.
So so this flight from San, there was two positives from waiting a day. Mm-hmm. First positive was only one connecting flight.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we didn't have to rush, didn't have to do anything. One connecting flight, that was it. Okay. The second nice thing about it was we get on, we go up, we're about to board, and the dude says, hey, do you guys want to sit? Are you guys okay? Are you okay with sitting in emergency exit aisle?
Uh-huh.
Immediately, I said yes.
That almost feels like an upgrade. It's not first
it
class,
is.
But
it
is.
It is an upgrade. It's an 8. It was,
well, I know it costs more. It's not supposed to be an upgrade, but it does
feel like
an upgrade.
There's the Delta Comfort Plus. Mm-hmm. So there's first class. They call it Comfort Plus, but that's business class. And then you have coach. Okay. Comfort Plus or business class is actually less expensive than the emergency exit rows.
Really?
They were $74. The emergency exit row seats were like $80 upgrade because of how much legroom you get. So when that fucker said, are you okay with sitting in the exit aisle? I didn't even let him finish his sentence. I said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. He said, I wanted to make sure it was for both of us and not just for me. I wasn't going to make you sit in the fucking shitty seat. So I said, is that for both of us? He said, yeah. I said, fuck yeah. I said, yes, let's go.
And I was able to zonk out. I don't even remember the flight, dude. I was out.
I could not sleep.
Oh, man.
But I felt so comfortable. My legs did not, my knees weren't killing me.
Oh, yeah.
My knees are shit. They've been shot to shit for years.
Yeah.
And that was so nice. Just to be able to make my legs be straight.
Yeah.
You know?
So nice. So fucking great, man. So, yeah, that was cool. It was worth waiting the extra day. We like I said, we netted. We didn't lose anything.
I felt like you were really stressed out that day.
I was a little bit because I didn't know what the fuck to do, and they weren't being as helpful as they should have been. They're like, "Well, just make your flight." I'm like, "Why? Why the fuck am I gonna fly to fucking Salt Lake City?
Just stay in the airport overnight.
Just or that, or okay, you get a hotel voucher. Oh, great! Now I have to fucking go through TSA all over again. Like I'm thinking of all this shit. It's not just the oh, you get a free hotel. It's not a free hotel stay because I got to get a fucking Lyft or a taxi or a shuttle. I got to figure all this shit out once I land in a city that I'm not familiar with. Like, no, I'm familiar with San Jose enough.
You're Mormon. You should fucking naturally know your way around.
Man, that's the Mecca, man. Mormon Mecca. But yeah, I don't know. I'm cool with the trip. And like we said, I don't know if I'd ever go back to San Jose.
You pissed on a church. I could have pissed on a temple.
Oh, I did. I did piss on a church.
You dumbass.
Oh, I asked you to cover me. Cole covered me. So everybody who's listening.
I did not.
I said just look.
I just said no one was coming.
I said look out for me. Cole was my lookout. I pissed on a Catholic church. And you know what, Cole?
Shouldn't fucking do that.
Homeless people do. You know what? I saw a fucking homeless. I would rather somebody piss on a Catholic church than piss in a public park.
You should have pissed on a bank. Banks are worse than churches.
Oh, fuck that shit, dude.
And churches suck,
bank has never molested anybody.
You know, they fuck people right up the ass.
Oh, that's true. Financially.
You should have pissed on Wells Fargo.
Next time.
There was plenty of Wells Fargos we could have pissed on.
For Comic Can Koozie. I'm Taylor.
I'm Cole.
And this has been our vacation recap.
Sorry, that was kind of a boring episode for people like who don't give a fuck about our shit. But
yeah, you know what? This is a journal,
fuck
Cole.
Fuck you, because we were having a good time.
It's a journal. This is what I consider my weekly journal, Cole. So fuck them.
And Sharky the Shark.
Fuck Sharky.